It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Ev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, Mike, I know you gave me an ultimatum last week after the podcast where you said no more topics relating to Beverly Hills 90210.
That's correct.
However, our viewers have been asking us constantly, and we have to respect what they're asking for.
I don't believe it.
They're asking us to compare Brenda Walsh versus Kelly Taylor, okay. Shannon Doherty versus Jenny Garth.
Okay.
They were on the first round of 90210.
Yeah.
Now they're on the new 90210 on the CW, and they're asking us to compare who was hotter then and who is hotter now. Are you okay with this? Can you hang for me? Come on, Mike.
It's all right.
Brunette, a blonde. Okay. Are you?
You know what? I'll say is, Nevin, I remember the email that you sent me saying that it's the hottest show around.
It is. It is. People are watching the show. It doesn't matter if it's good. Hottest show around does not necessarily mean good.
I didn't say that, but just because people are watching it doesn't mean it's the hottest show around.
Yes, it does.
It does?
Yes, it does.
Oh.
Okay, wait.
Does that mean every show's the hottest show around?
No. Okay, the shows of the highest ratings are the hottest shows around
I'm
by
aware
default.
Of this. Yes.
You know, it doesn't matter whether you're good or bad. It's who watches you and who makes the most money.
Okay.
So there you go. That, right. Money
so the Olympics was the hottest. I guess it was the hottest show around.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, now you're catching on.
And the Republican National Convention was the hottest
No one watched that.
Oh.
Except what's her name?
Like,
Sarah Palin.
Yeah, because
she's a hottie. But we'll get to her in a few minutes. When she watched, it was the hottest show around
sort of
in multiple ways.
Okay, Brenda Walsh. Okay, I'm sorry.
The first question is, Brenda Walsh versus Kelly Taylor, who was hotter then? Mike, what do you think?
I'm going with Brenda.
You're going with Brenda?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Really?
It was a tough consideration.
Give me your thoughts on that. Brenda.
She was hot.
She was hotter than Kelly? Hotter than the blonde? Wow.
You know, it's funny, Nevin. I'm gonna reveal something here on this podcast. I used to think, and perhaps I still do in a way, that like on TV, right?
I'm so scared find out here.
I know. I like blondes, right? Like the concept of blondes. In my
real life,
this is what I'm saying. In my real life, though, I've always gone for the brunette.
So even though you like the concept of blondes, you've always... Now, is it because blondes have just never gravitated towards you?
No, it is not. I have, in fact, asked out a blonde before.
And did she say yes?
Yes.
And did you go out?
On a date, yes.
And how was it?
Not great.
It wasn't great?
No.
What, was it
not, as good as, not as good as the dates I've had with brunettes.
Okay.
I'm not
so
saying
it's
I'm,
more personal experience.
Yeah, I'm predicting here. I don't know. I just Brenda Walsh is more my taste.
Okay, so before I go into what I think.
Yeah.
So the concept of blondes, it's like blondes are good in theory on paper, but in practice, brunettes have been better for you.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm opposed to blondes in real life.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. So you like Brenda Walsh, but you're not opposed to blondes. So
exactly.
In case any blondes are listening and they're hot and they want to date you, you don't want to offend them.
That's correct.
Okay. I just want to make that clear because Mike is single after all.
I am indeed.
I'm going to go, when we're talking about Brenda Walsh versus Kelly Taylor before, I'm going to go with Kelly Taylor. I'm going to go with Jenny Garth.
Okay.
You know, I thought she had the better body. She was the blonde. I like the concept of blondes as well. And I've had more success with blondes.
Uh-huh.
My lovely fiance is a blonde.
Yes,
so
yes.
I've dated both blondes and brunettes, and the blondes have served me better.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Kelly Taylor before. But I will say this. Now, I watched the new 90210.
Yeah, that makes one of us.
And that season opener, oh, man, that was a lot to digest. But
yeah.
I will say this. Having seen both of them today, I got to go with Brenda Walsh. I got to go with Shannon Doherty, and I'll tell you why. Because while Jenny Garth is still very attractive, she also kind of has this matronly look about her now, while Brenda Walsh kind of has that little edge that she didn't have when she was younger. I got to go with Brenda Walsh the second go around.
It's funny. I'm torn with the now, to be honest with
you.
Wow. I know. Well, this is the thing. I do think that you know, Kelly Taylor is rather attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you with the matronly thing, but that doesn't really put me off, you know, in the same way that it, you know, maybe it does for you. Shannon Doherty, I don't know. There's something weird about her now.
Wow.
I don't know what it is.
What was she missing now that she wasn't missing there.
Youth. I'm going to go with youth.
Wow.
I know I'm harsh. I'm harsh. You know what? I'm not... I'm not cutting these celebs any slack here. Wow. Okay? I know.
You're going to be that guy who, like, leaves his, like, 45-year-old wife for, like, that 22-year-old hottie.
Oh, you mean McCain?
I like that. Yes. All right. That's right. I always forgot that John McCain sort of...
cheated on his wife.
Yeah, who waited for him in the POW camp. Mm-hmm. Oh, good old John, maybe our president. Oh, man. Mm. And speaking of politics, perfect segue, Sarah Palin. Now, this woman, I'm still amazed that the Republicans are naming a woman as a VP candidate. I mean, like, the Republicans, you know, especially the evangelical one, I can't imagine how they're going to vote for her. But the interesting thing really here, we want to talk about the real issues here on Things That Matter with Mike and Nev, especially when it comes to politics. Now, we've talked about Cindy McCain, we talked about Michelle Obama, and they're pretty hot for first ladies. Mm-hmm. And now you definitely have to throw in Sarah Palin into the mix. You actually could really zoom her to the top spot. Oh, you know, I mean,
I would.
If there's a definition of MILF, you know, as it comes to politics, she's definitely it.
Yeah.
And I think she was actually a former a beauty pageant winner in the state of Alaska, for whatever that's worth. But still, she's hot. Now, what does that do for the dynamic, Mike? I mean, does this boost the Republican Party because now you got the superstar combo of Sarah Palin and Cindy McCain, or does this actually split the vote and maybe, you know, kind of show some people towards the Michelle Obama bandwagon?
Well, I'm gonna get a little more serious here than we usually get on the Things That Matter with this, because there's something I think people are forgetting.
Mm.
John McCain's going to be the president, right?
Okay.
This is not a contest between Joe Biden and Sarah Palin. It's a contest between McCain and Obama.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So what I'm throwing out here is, if I was a voter, which I am, but let's say I was a Republican voter.
Okay.
I'm definitely going for Obama here. But let's just say, theoretically, the concept of
Republicans.
Sure. I would... Oh, yeah. Okay, I would not be going, wow, Sarah Palin's hot, therefore I'm voting for this ticket. I would go, is McCain qualified for this, and do I agree with his views? Do you see what I mean here? In other words, my point here is I would not let the women sway me with the vote. Now, because I can speak of this outside, you know, outside of this, oh, she's really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, honestly, I mean, I don't know what to say. You know, she's great.
So what you're saying here is that, as an informed voter, you are going to focus more on the presidential candidates rather than the looks of the potential vice president and the first lady.
As an informed voter.
As an informed voter, you, my friend, are in the minority.
I agree.
So
I know.
So that's interesting, but good for you.
Thank
for
you.
Focusing I on just, the candidates. I'm going to focus on the women, like the majority of voters here. And let's face it, you got to throw women in here too, because don't tell me that people are not going to be influenced by Sarah Palin's looks when it comes to who they're going to vote in November.
Oh, no, no. I'm not at all. No, in fact, if I was a Republican, I mean, you know, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would probably solidify it for me. But, you know, again, I mean, I care about issues more than I care about...
These are issues! Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Don't trivialize what I'm focusing on here. These are issues. Okay. These are important issues.
If these are issues.
Hold on. The fact that, you know... Okay, Cindy McCain is hot and rich.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama is hot. Sarah Palin is a former beauty queen.
Right. And Miss Congeniality, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? Yeah. So, I mean, so these are the issues of today that, like it or not, are at the forefront of this debate.
Okay. With that in mind, I mean, we also, you know, you and I, before this podcast, checked out Jill Biden, Joe Biden's, you know, wife, who is
also attractive.
Very, very
attractive.
Gotta
throw her in there.
This is what I will say right now without, and I think it's going to be hard to argue, this is one of the hottest groups of women that has ever, you know, been you know, on a
I mean, maybe,
election
maybe
you know,
the
election.
Hottest. I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, I mean,
this is for the first time.
Yeah.
You have four women are involved.
Well, yeah.
And that's just amazing. That's a tag team match.
You know,
or a four woman battle royale. Wow. Clothing optional. I'm just throwing these ideas
WWE
out there.
WWE might have a field day. This
is huge right there. So these are the issues that let's face it. You know, we can see, and you know, on my side, on a fairly serious note, we joke about it a lot.
Yeah.
But the fact is, more people watch Sarah Palin speak than watch John McCain accept the nomination.
Right.
And that says
that's
something.
True.
So the
that's
idea true. That I think that the majority of voters may focus on what the presidential candidates have to say may not necessarily be true. And so I think we really have to keep that in mind. And so if they're going to focus on the VPs, they're going to focus on their looks.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And we've spoken so much about this. We're just going to go right into our letters. And always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. You can write us at mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com, and Mike is further proof that our listeners wanted to hear our thoughts on the Brenda Walsh versus Kelly Taylor debate. Longtime listener Joe from Monterey Park gave us his thoughts on who is hotter, and he says, "Dear Mike and Nev, Brenda Walsh, hands down. Fiery brunettes always top standard blondes. Gotta love her feisty ways and the fact that she rebelled against her parents.
Right.
Besides, the later Kelly was stupid and annoying. Getting trapped in a room when fire's raging all around, getting caught up in drugs, all the bad stuff happened to her. Can't deal with stupid women."
Ooh.
And it's signed, Joe in Monterey Park. Now, Joe had a lot of interesting thoughts here, and the one that kind of strikes me is about not being able to deal with stupid women. Now, Mike, to be honest, to me, it's always harder to deal with smart women.
Okay.
Because there's just a lot more that you have to, you have to be a thinker or pretend to be a thinker, which requires a lot of thought.
That's true.
And effort.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, now maybe in the long run, smart women are more beneficial.
More rewarding.
More rewarding. Good yeah. good way of putting it. More rewarding. But it's also a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe Joe likes to put in the time and effort. I mean, maybe he got scorned by stupid women in the past. We all have, and it leaves scars.
Yeah, you know, in my experience, I mean, I'll just say that I think women often are both a little bit, you know?
I agree.
And the thing is the difficulty is figuring out that balance, you know, finding the person for you that has the balance. I mean, you know, look, men are smart and stupid too, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm just saying, as a man going for, you know, who dates women, that this is, you know,
just letting you know,
just to be sure here, as we do apparently every 3 weeks or so. The thing is just, you know, sometimes you get women who you love and who are really smart, and then all of a sudden they go crazy.
Right. There's always something.
Always
that one little thing, especially when they say, "Fine."
Yeah.
Then you know the crazy moment's coming.
You know, you just know. Well said. Yeah. You've clearly experienced that a lot.
More than once.
Wow.
More than once.
Yeah,
and it's true. So really, when it comes to women, there's a little blonde in all of them. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Don't forget to keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Concept of Blondes Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrich. It's the Things That Matter.